are joined in the media center with our provisional number one qualifier in Pro Stock Motorcycle, Matt Smith. Matt, your run of 6.779 at 200.83 miles per hour reset the track speed record for the weekend. Congratulations. How does it feel to come into the second event of the Western Swing and immediately reset the track record on your first pass?
Hell, it's just a testament to my crew and the the sponsors that we have. I mean, we got thrown a new rule change after Denver, and we had a Mickey Mouse something on the belly pan, to make it past Tech, and we still went out there, went 200.83, and nobody else has done it. So we're still the only bike to ever do it at 640 pounds, also. So needless to say, my crew guys, Nate, Brandon, Michael Ray, all of them do a fantastic job. You know, Angie's on board too, is working, but she's a rider also. But can't say enough to Denso, Lucas Oil, Mark Stocksass, Greg Butcher Trucking, all the little sponsors that helped me. I mean, I couldn't do it without them. So to be battling the big boys with all the money, we're still doing our job.
Fantastic. And tomorrow is actually a really special day for you, because not only will you be going into the next two rounds of qualifying, but you'll also be participating in the Mickey Thompson Tires Pro Bike Battle, which you won last year. Tell us about your mindset going into tomorrow with everything that's happening.
Well, I think everybody knows we have the bike to beat in the battle. We are the fastest and quickest one in the battle right now, with the two runs today that's in it. And, we're going to do our best to try to go two for two. Like I said, we're the little team, so that money helps our team a tremendous amount to keep going. But, we're just going to do our job and keep plugging away, and hopefully we can turn three wind lights on tomorrow and claim that $25,000 for Denso.
Wonderful. Questions?
Matt, tell us about that run. It was 6.677 on the very first run. Tell me about that run.
It was a pretty good run. I mean, I think we could have went 76. I kind of called it before we went out and ran. They asked me what was out there. I told them 76 at 200, maybe 201. We left a little bit on the table. We left even more of that run. The wind changed on us, and I should have put a tooth on it, and I didn't, and we just didn't run like we were supposed to out there. But the wind caught us off guard, but we'll be ready for tomorrow. But that first run was spectacular, I mean, for us, and to come out here with the rule change and go to number one spot and still show them that we can still go 200 mile an hour.
The wind picked up on the second round. Did that slow you down a bit?
Yeah, the wind changed. It went from a tailwind to a headwind, and that's the two factors that hurt a motorcycle more than any other class out here is wind and humidity. And when that wind shifted, I mean, it knocks about 200 RPMs off going through the light. So we should have compensated that and put a tooth on, but we just, running four bikes, we just ran out of time.
You're expecting a lot more heat tomorrow. How's that going to affect you?
I like heat. I like to run when it's hot, and, I seem to do really good there. And just like today, I mean, I'm normally good on the first hit, and then if everybody gets four passes, in the same conditions, they normally try, they catch up to me. But I'm pretty good guess at what the track conditions are, and I think tomorrow I've got the advantage.
Thanks. Any other questions? Yes, sir.
What is the rule change you're talking about?
So after Denver, NHRA come by and all the EBR bikes. So in essence, there's five EBR bikes in this shootout and three Harleys. So all of us in that shootout, we have a belly pan underneath our bike, and it had little dimples in it. And, we bought this stuff from Hector Rana, who coordinate with NHRA, and sold this kit as a body kit. And all we've done is buy the stuff. We haven't modified it. It's got an NHRA chip in it, microchip. So they've scanned it before. They've looked at it. They've seen it. They've done everything. And for 2.5 years, Hector Rana's been running it. I've been running it for a year next race. And my bike's gone through body template twice. And all of a sudden, after Denver, they just decided they wanted us to have a smooth belly pan on the bottom instead of the dimples. So we just asked them to give us to Indy. Give us to Indy to get it fixed. We'll get it fixed. We can't do it on the road. Do it correctly. And they wouldn't let us. So we've had a Mickey Mouse and just tape stuff on the bottom of the bike for them to be happy. But it's not what it needs to be.
So I take it that this is they think it's an aerodynamic advantage. How does it feel different to you?
I didn't see any difference on the racetrack. We still went fast. Angie went 199.25. That's her fastest speed ever. So maybe they helped us more than they hurt us. They that might have helped us. So I was joking down there, you know, on the top end after the first run. I said, well, I said, they'll probably now make us take the belly pan off, and we can't run without a belly pan next time, you know, and try to slow us down more. But, you know, all in all, it's their sandbox. We play by their rules, and they decided to make a change, so we had a bye-bye. Great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for playing. That's cool.
Thank you.